Exercise 3 and 4. Adam Smith's celebrated invisible hand. The claim that society as a whole does best when individuals pursue their own interests in the open marketplace rests on the assumption that each person's choices have no negative consequences for others. Yet even the most ordinary individual spending choices frequently do have negative consequences for others, just as the presence of a preschooler with the chicken pox has negative consequences for others. If I buy a 6,000-pound sport utility vehicle, I increase the likelihood of others dying in a traffic accident, and in the process, I create an incentive for them to buy heavier vehicles than they otherwise would have chosen. If I buy a custom-tailored suit for my job interview, I reduce the likelihood that others will land the same job, and in the process, I create an incentive for them to spend more than they had planned on their own interview suits. And by deciding to build a larger bedroom, you increase, however slightly, the odds that others may find their bedrooms too small. In these ways, our spending decisions are the seeds that have led to our luxury fever. In short, our problem is that the incentives guiding individual spending decisions are much like those that generate arms races. Spending less on material goods would be better, but only if everyone did it.